Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Thursday, October 21st. The House of Representatives has given Attorney General Merrick Garland a hot potato of a political issue to resolve. The House of Representatives today voted to hold former Trump advisor Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress. This after he defied a subpoena to appear before the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection. That committee's chairman, Benny Thompson, and the vice chair, Republican member Liz Cheney, explained on Tuesday why they want to hear from Mr. Bannon.
We want Mr. Bannon to answer our questions. We want him to turn over whatever records he possesses that are relevant to the Select Committee's investigation.
It appears that Mr. Bannon had substantial advanced knowledge of the plans for January 6th and likely had an important role in formulating those plans.
According to Bob Woodward and Robert Costa's recent book, Peril, Bannon urged Trump in December to focus on January 6th. Quote, "We're going to bury Biden on January 6th," Bannon reportedly said. Bannon and his lawyer have previously argued that he's unable to cooperate with the committee until matters with the former president and executive privilege are resolved by the courts. Earlier this week, Liz Cheney said that Bannon's claim of executive privilege is not only invalid, but she believes it suggests that the former president was, quote, personally involved in the planning and execution of the events of that day. The committee has yet to present any evidence publicly directly linking the former president to those organization efforts, but clearly, if Cheney believes such evidence may exist, it gives us a clear idea of where this committee may be focusing its attention in the months ahead. With the House voting today to hold Bannon in criminal contempt, it now makes a referral to the Department of Justice. Of course, the House can't prosecute somebody. So now, this hot potato moves over to Attorney General Merrick Garland. And will Merrick Garland take up this notion of prosecuting and potentially convicting Steve Bannon of being in contempt of Congress? Well, today, the Attorney General testified before the House Judiciary Committee, and Chairman Jerry Nadler asked that very question to Merrick Garland.
Regardless of politics, will the department follow the facts and the law and expeditiously consider the referrals put forth by the Select Committee if and when they are approved by the full House?
The Department of Justice will do what it always does in such circumstances. It will apply the facts and the law and make a decision consistent with the principles of prosecution.
Garland, of course, providing the only viable answer here for him, which is not to get involved in the politics of this moment, but stick to the procedures of the Department of Justice as the independent process by which this will be adjudicated. Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal asked Attorney General Garland today a question about the pace of prosecutions. Listen to how the Attorney General responded.
This is really not long at all. I've been in lots of criminal investigations that took way longer. We've arrested 650 people already, and then all this was occurring while there was a pandemic, and some of the grand juries were not fully operating, and some of the courtrooms were not fully operating. So I'm extremely proud of the work that the prosecutors are doing in this case and the agents are doing in this case. They're working 24/7 on this.
Obviously, Donald Trump is doing everything he can to prevent a full, open, and honest accounting of what was going on in the lead up to January 6th. He's looking to drag out this process for as long as possible in hopes that the Republicans take over the House next year and this whole thing goes away. In fact, Trump sued the January 6th committee and the National Archives this week, claiming executive privilege. He is currently opposed to the release of about 40 documents that the committee is seeking. Trump's successor, the current president, Joe Biden, has made clear that he is declining to assert executive privilege over these documents. Democrats are keenly aware of the former president's efforts to drag this out, and they are looking to complete their work and issue a report before the end of this Congress. Today's vote on Bannon is yet another data point that Democrats will point to that they are willing to get more aggressive and work with all deliberate speed to get to a full, open, honest accounting of what occurred. And nobody on the House Select Committee investigating this has ruled out the notion that perhaps they will even call former President Trump to testify. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.